Today's mitzvah is mitzvah pei tes, mitzvah number 89. As we continue in Parshas Mishpatim, the chinuch says today's mitzvah is Shelo nishchod se ha-pesach bar-ba'asar b'nisan ba'och ha-chames b'rishusenu. Last mitzvah, if you remember, we had was the yantif mitzvah, bringing the korban chagiga, and now we have two specific mitzvahs related to Pesach. Even though we had a lot of them in Parshas Bo, we have two mitzvahs related to Pesach, number 89 and number 90. So today's mitzvah is that there is an Isser de Oraisa to shech the korban Pesach, as we know on Erev Pesach, when I still have chametz in my house. If I have chametz in my house, obviously I have to get rid of my chametz. That's one. Two isurim, a bal yura ba yimatzeh, I have to get rid of it by chatzos and erev Pesach. But there's a separate isur that if I shech the carbon Pesach at the time when I still have chametz in my house, that itself is an isur d'oraisa. Says the chinuch, shelo nishchot se ha-pesach ba'arba asar b'nisan ba'od sheyehei ha-chametz b'rishusenu. As long as chametz is in my house, it's a problem. Ad shenotzi enu, until we get rid of it. What is included in this mitzvah? Stop there for a minute. Look at the Minchas Chinuch in Oz Beis. V'dinia mitzvah kachem. What does it mean? Who's shechting? Who has chametz? So says the Minchas Chinuch. It includes a number of people. Hashochet Pesach v'hayilo kizayis chametz b'rishuso. If I'm shechting, remember Yisrael is allowed to shech the carbon. So if I'm shechting, I'm a Yisrael, and I have chametz in my house. Or, o shehayilo echan yibnei chabur, hanimnen al Pesach zeh kizayis chametz b'rishuso. Let's say there are 10 people that are taking part in my carbon Pesach. I'm shechting for 10 people. So if I'm shechting with 10 people and one of them has chametz in their house, I get the aveira. I'm chayev. Hashochet chayev malchus dover alav hazeh. Aval im ein lo v'lo lechem yechabur chametz. But, says the Minchas Chinuch, even though this is not explicit anywhere, but this is what he thinks, if I don't, the shochet doesn't have any, and nobody who he's shechting for has any. Rak hazorek o hamachdir. But what about the other kohen who's online, who's going to do the zrikas hadam? Or you know, Karim Pesach, you pass the Kohanim, remember the Mishnayos and Sachim, they describe the lines of the Kohanim, they pass the blood this way, they pass the blood that way, because it's very busy, you're passing. So what if the one who's sprinkling the blood has chametz in his house? He didn't get rid of his chametz, and he didn't do bitul chametz yet. So then, says the Minchas Chinuch, the shochet is not going to be chayef for that. The shochet is either chayef if he has chametz, or if anybody in the group he's shechting for has chametz. But if the zorik has chametz, if the maktir, the one who's going to burn the fat has chametz, that's not included. Vade ha-shochet in aloka, diochol izrok, misha yirtze, ola hakti misha yirtze. Whoever's, that's another avoda, that's not connected to me. Umal ha-shochet, amazorik va-maktir. What does the shochet have to do with the zorik if it's two different kohanim? Vizeh pashut, this is obvious. This is obvious that the Tzlach, the Noda Behuda in Psachim Sama Gimel, says this as well, right? That's who he's, he doesn't quote him, but that's who he's, he has on the bottom. But the Me'iri on the Gemara Mishnah in Psachim Sama Gimel, where this halach is quoted, the Me'iri fascinatingly argues. The Me'iri says if a Kohen shechs, even if the Zorik has chametz, a different Kohen, he's not shechting for him. Even if the Zorek has chametz in his house, the shochet violates. V'chein, the Meiri says, lo sof davar sha shochet chayiv ima yechametz bershuso, ela af kol shehu yodeya, sheish chametz bershus oso, sheomid imo lekabel, o laholich, o lizrok, o lahaktir. Because if he knows about it, right, doing it on purpose, he knows the Zorek still has chametz in his house, o lahaktir emurav, o bershus echem neyechabura loke, af apish ein chametz ba'azare. Even though the chametz isn't here, the chametz is at home in the Kohanim's house. Still, HaKol She'ein Chabred, it's still Chayev as long as it's in my legal Rishus. That's the Me'iri against Rover Achronim. The Me'iri seemingly saying that all the Kohanim doing the Avoda are linked. The Shochet, the Zorik, they all have something to do with each other. It's not just the Zorik and the one who he's shechting for, but even the Zorik. That's a Chiddush of the Me'iri and Psachim Salma Gimel. But the Pashas is, like the Menchas Chinuch here says, like the Tzlach says there in Psachim, that it's only if the Zorik, or if the shochet has, or if anybody else in his chabura has. Okay, so that is the Isser D'Oraisa described by the Menchas Chinuch. Back to the Sefer HaChinuch. So we're not allowed to shech the Pesach as long as we have chametz in our house, vizman bi'uro ad chatzi hayom, which means you got to get rid of your chametz by chatzos, chatzi hayom. As we know, because the zman of the Karban Pesach starts at chatzos. Yes, we do the Karban Pesach after the Karban Tamid. It's the only Karban the whole year. Usually the carbon tamid is a mitzvah aseh, to have the carbon tamid the first and the last carbon every day. That's called the aseh de hashlama. The first carbon brought every day is the tamid shal shachar. The last carbon brought every day is the tamid shal ban abayim. One exception. Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is brought at the end of the day on Erev Pesach. Bidyavid is brought beforehand is okay, but it's still kosher, I think, but when it comes to L'chadchila, it's the Zman is after Chatzos. That's why you gotta get rid of your Chametz by Chatzos so that one can Shech the Pesach. Kamosha Darshan, Zechonim L'vracha, like Chazal Seim Sachem, Daf Hei Ach Chilek. Shneamar, what's the Pasuk? Lo Sizbach Al Chametz Dam Zivchi. Don't shecht while you still have chametz in your house, the dam of my zavach, the dam of the korban pesach. As we know, the chinuch is alluding to it. Let's finish the sentence. Shneamar upa pirish bo lo tishchat se hapesach v'yadayin chametz kayem b'shuscha. Right, chametz cannot be in your rishus. V'nechbol azos hamaniyah b'lashan acher b'torah. And this isser is said a number of times in the Torah. The chinuch says, alludes to it, but basically it quotes the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Hey that the isser daraisa of chametz we discussed this way back in Parshas Bo starts at Chatzos. The isser of chametz, unlike other yamim tovim, where there's no such thing as a lulav or eating outside the sukkah before sukkahs. There's no Isser before Sukkot, right? It's only on Sukkot. I could eat in the Sukkah, outside the Sukkah, up until the first second of Yontif. The Isser of Chametz starts a couple of hours before Pesach, already on a Daraisa level. Chatzos, Erev Pesach, I'm already not allowed to eat Chametz. The Rabbanon bumped it up even two more hours. As we know, the Rambam writes, in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, Perek Aleph Halachates, Asru Chachamim La'echol Chametz Mitchilas Sha Ashishis, Kedei Shelo Yiga Be'Isser Torah. Right, this, the chinuch, you don't have to talk about, there's no Shechitas Karban Pesach then. Right, you're not allowed to show the Karban Pesach before Chatzos. But the Isser Chametz, this is back to what we discussed as Bashas Bo also, starts even earlier, Midrabanan. Chazal asered eating Chametz during the sixth hour. Umitchila Sha Ashishis Yei Chametz Asr Ba'achila Ubahana'a. Kol Sha Ashishis Midivrei Sofrim. That sixth hour, the 1 hour before the Daraisa hour, it's Asr Ba'achila and it's Asr Ba'hana'a. Vishar hayom mishvius lamal min haTorah. Chatzos is aser amidaraisa. Vishar chamishis in ochlin b'chamish gzeir mishum yom ha'meunan. That the fifth hour, though, now going 1 hour earlier, so now there is a heter hana, but there's an iser achila. That's why in all the chart, there's always, as you go from the morning, the end of the fourth hour, and sov zman achila. End of the fifth hour, sov zman sreif. You gotta burn your chametz by then. After the fifth hour, it's still all drabana, but now there's an hour of achila and hana. So if you look at the Rambam is very verbose. The Rambam says, the Rabbanan asr the sixth hour, and then the seventh hour is daraisa. And then he goes back to say the fifth hour. It's as if he's saying, like, there's a difference between the fifth hour and the sixth hour, even on the Drabbanan level. So the Brisker Rav says on this Rambam, I think we mentioned this back when we discussed Baal Yerubba Yimatzei, that even though both hours before Chatzos are Asr Midrabbanan, there's a difference in lumdus to those hours. Because if you think about it, the hour right before Chatzos is Asr Ba'achila Ubahana'a. The hour before that is only Asr Ba'achila. Says the Brisker Rav, because what the Rabbanan did was that on a Drabbanan level, it's not a Daraisa level, but the hour before, and they gave chametz. This is a chefza shel chametz midrabbanan. It's an iser chefza. That hour before, that's why it's even aser bahana. The hour before that is only in aser gavra. That's why I'm not allowed to eat it, even though I'm allowed to get benefit from it. Okay, but that's just alluded to in this chinuch where he talks about ar chatzi hayom. That's where you got to make sure to get rid of your chametz by that time. Okay, weiter in the chinuch. V'gam kein shamanu bichlal hapirish shelo yeh chametz etzel hashochei oso v'lo etzel hazorek damo. You can't have chametz next to the shechter or next to the one who sprinkles the dam. Pashtus, that means the one the person sprinkles, he can't have chametz in his, not like what the Menachas Chinuch said. When the person's shechting, it doesn't matter if the zorek has chametz. If the person sprinkles, he can't have chametz. V'lo etzel ha'achter chalba, v'lo etzel ha'chametz ha'chabura, nimnim alav. Nobody. You can read the Miri Shita into here also. Not 100% clear, but either way, that's the discussion that we had. Misharshi ha'mitzvah. What's the shorish behind this mitzvah? Says the Chinuch. This is the mitzvah of being misudar. If we could put it in a word. You gotta be misudar in life, you gotta be orderly and straight and neat in your head, in your life. This is the mitzvah of being misudar. Lufisha kfiyas man b'chol inyanim hu kiyam asiyasan. There's a specific time for every mitzvah to be done. Yadua hadavar eitzel kol adam. It's known by everyone. V'yalkein b'dvar ha-pesach shu davar gadol etzleinu b'kiyam adas. Therefore, Karban Pesach, which we spoke about at length in Parshas Bo, which is the basic kiyum of our religion. This is the first, remember, the first carbon that we gave nationally, the first seaboard carbon, the Rabbah Nichols Carbonus, the first in Sefer Karbanos, the first halacha he discusses is Hilchas Karban Pesach. This is a defining karban. The Meshachach, we spoke about this in Parshas Mahaloscha, Kamosha Kasavna Lomala, as he wrote in Mitzvah Chavalov, and as we discussed back in Mitzvah Chavalov, Tziva HaKel Barachu Shenase In Yano Beseder U'Bekvias Man L'chol Dover V'Dover Midvarav. You gotta do everything perfectly in order. V'lo Tavo Mitzvah Mi Mitzvahs In Yana Moed Hazeh B'Gvo Chaverta. You can't have one mitzvah going over its boundaries into the Gvul of the next mitzvah. The Yalkein, that's why. You know what the Torah says? It's fascinating. Carbon Pesach, when do we shech the carbon Pesach? Before what we call Pesach. But once we do that, so therefore Hashem had to bump up the Yisr of Chametz also. Because everything's got to be Mesuder. If you're already involved in Pesach stuff, you got to get rid of your Chametz before that. So that's why once we have Pesach from Chatzos, the Isra of Chametz has to end earlier. And it's an Isra d'Araisa to have Chametz in my house when I shech my Karban Pesach. V'yalkein nisharnu l'hashmis ha-chametz ha-nimas be'inenu l'shaito t'chila. First, we have to get rid of our Chametz that is disgusting in our eyes. Because halachically we can't have it. Right now, first, v'yachar kach l'haskel b'karban ha-pesach shehu ha-scholah simchas ha-moed ha-tov. And then you get into Karban Pesach, which is the beginning of Simchas Yontif. V'odim shamanu tov mizan achzupo. If you hear a better reason, says the Chinuch, I'll listen. But either way, like he writes a number of times, I'm not sure if this is the Emes La'amita, but this is my suggestion. And therefore, that's why. Once Pesach had to be earlier, so too Chametz had to be earlier. He says, Dover ha-nimas. Chametz is nimas. Remember what we discussed a number of times, the beautiful tshuva of the Radvaz in Tuf Kuf Ayin Zayin, where the Radvaz asks, Sha'altami Meni. It says, why is Chametz so unique? Odiach adaiti im nishtanach, ma nishtanach Chametz pa-Pesach? Mikol Yisur in Shabbat Torah. Why is it so unique? What's unique about it? Number one, where else do we have the following three items? Bidika, you got to search and destroy for your chametz. Number two, if you have it in your house, there's an Israel by Yerubah Yimatze. Number two, it's Oser B'Kolshu, even a tiny amount. Chazer, which is the symbol of Tarfus in the world. There's no Israel to search and destroy. Right? If I have a pig, I'm not allowed to do business with a pig. Am I allowed to own a pig? Is there an Israel d'Araisa of owning a pig? Only chametz. What about Bayir Abayi Matzeh? Is there an Isser to own it? Do you have to search and destroy it and burn it? No. Why by chametz? You have so many chumras. So the Radvaz says, if you remember, he says two ideas. He says one halachic and one hashkafic. Number one, he says, you never have by any other Isser all three of the following. It's Asur Ba'ana, it's Chayiv Kares, and you're used to having it in your house. That's why we have to be so machmir. You're used to having bread. So the Torah has to go out of its way to the other extreme in order to make sure you don't come close to this. Lo bedili in shibinei, like the first Tosfos in Pesachim discusses. That's why we have to go overboard. It's similar, not exactly, but it's similar to what the Aruch HaShulchan and others write in Hilchas Nida. Right? Why is there such, there's so many chumras halachas when a woman is a Nida? I could pass something to any other woman in the world without touching her. I could pass her a pen without touching her. Pass her anything except to my wife when she's a nida. It's unbelievable. Isser Hoshata. Where did that come from? Any stranger and other chumras in Hilchas Nida. Why are there so many chumras? Says the Aruch HaShulchan. Because there's a heter of yichud. Because you're used to being with your wife. Because lo bedili in shemina. So you got to go to the other extreme to make sure precautions are taken. I mean, it's not an exact mashal, but that's the idea. So Sotir says the Radvaz. Because we're so used to it. And it's an Isser Karis. And it's Asur Bahana. That's why you got to be so machmir. And then he says number two. He says, Alpi Kabbalah, ki chametz bepesach remez liyetzahara, v'husar shebe'isa, chametz symbolizes raising up, it's gaiva, and we gotta get rid of it exactly, can't have any little shemetz. Any little shemetz of chametz, we gotta get rid of it, v'hari ze emes v'nachon. That is true. So that's what he says here. He says chametz is nimas in our eyes, and we have to make sure that we get rid of it. So that's the chinuch's beautiful idea. Once Pesach had to be moved up, so Chametz had to be moved up as well. Why did Pesach had to move up? So we've mentioned this in the past as well, that if you look in Torah Shebichsav, Pesach is not called Pesach. What we call Pesach in Torah Shebichsav is called Chag HaMatzos. Pesach is Erev Pesach. And it's a Chag B'fnei Atzmo. Right, there is the Mishnah says in Psachim Adaf Nun that there is an Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach. Why is there an Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach?
for certain malachas. Rashi says because you're supposed to be involved in the Seder, getting ready for the Seder, not involved in other things. The Baal Hamor on that Mishnah, Daf Nun Imsachim, says the Baal Hamor, Eino Bedin Shetehei Asuk Bimalachtecha the Karban Chakarav. It's the day that you're bringing a carbon. Today's the day, the national day of Karban Pesach, and therefore there's an Isser Malacha. Right, Machlokas Rashi Balamor, what is the root of the Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach? Is it because I'm supposed to be Toreach to get ready if the Hachan is for the Seder, or is it the day of the Karban? Machlokas Rashi Balamor. So that's because, according to the Balamor, even though most Rishonim all like Rashi, according to the Balamor, because this day is a Yontif. If it's a Yontif, maybe it's because the Torah said, which came first? Is it a Yantif and therefore Hashem said to do Karban Pesach today? Or Hashem said to do Karban Pesach today and therefore it's a Yantif? Either way, doesn't matter. Kodesh Baruch Hu has it all figured out. Once that's true, so now we understand. Pesach's got to start earlier because it is a Yantif. There are nafkaminas between Rashi and the Baal Amar's Pshat. If you want to look at nafkaminas, Rabbi Sachs, in his Chazom HaYamim, in Chelek Aleph, Simin Yud Ches, he quotes a number of nafkaminas. What about Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Hazeh, they're in Isser Malacha, so we're not bringing Karbanas today. But we have to be Toreach in the Suda, number one. Number two, what about if Erev Pesach Shekhali Yos B'Shabbos? So we did all our preparations yesterday, on Friday, on Yud Gimel. So if the reason is Tircha, there's no Tircha today. Mashiachin, according to the Baal Amor, it's still the day of the Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is Docha Shabbos. Number two, or the third, he says, a third Nafkamina could be, what about Davar Shem Minyan? Okay, not for now. Either way, so says the, let's continue now. Midini HaMitzvah. Let's get into some of the halachas of the mitzvah. Masha amru shezvan shli dazo achar chatzos. As we said, you shech lekaran pesach ayat chatzos. Vim shachtu kodem chatzos pasul. We paskin if you shech lekaran pesach morning, it's pasul. It's pasul. It's not the time for the karbon. The afal pi shachar chatzos uzmano. Even though right at the chatzos is the zman, eno nishchal lechadchila el achar tamid shobein arbaim. But really, it's only shechtu lechadchila after tamid shobein arbaim. Achar shemaktiyim ktorah shobein arbaim. All the way late in the afternoon. By the way, Erev Pesach, the fact that the Tumid is earlier, that is why we have a concept called Mincha Gedola. Every day, the Karban Tumid is brought late in the day. So that Mincha, which is connected, Tumid Shabbein Arbayim, was supposed to daven late in the day. It's only because a few days of the year, we bring the Karban Tumid earlier, like on Erev Pesach, that's how the Torah says that there came the idea of you could have a mincha right after chatzos, because after all, you can bring the tumid right after chatzos. So that's how we have the principle of mincha gedola, because the karban pesach pushes the tumid earlier. Okay, continuing. Fine. This mitzvah applies males and females. Why females? A woman is allowed to shecht. Could a woman shecht a karban pesach? Woman can shecht the Karban Pesach. That's why it says, "Bizu Karban Akevis." If a woman shechts on her Karban Pesach, so that should women do shechita? That's the first siman in Yeridea. Should, but can? That's a discussion. But Pashtus, he says he can, and they would violate if they had chametz. The overall important last paragraph. If somebody violates, vihi niach mi daito kizayis chametz bershuso b'shas akravaso, and somebody willingly, with knowledge, left a kizayis of chametz in his rishus. At the time of the hakrava, echad shochet, o zorek, o maktir emurin, the slaughterer, or the sprinkler of the blood, or the one who burns the fats, o afilu echad mikol b'nei chabura, hanimne v'achiloso, or even just one of the chabura, loke, he gets malchus. V'apetzach kosher mikol makom. The Karban Pesach is going to be kosher. This avera doesn't passel the karban. If I shechted the karban and I have chametz in my house, I violated an isra, I get malchus. But I didn't passel the carbon. If you shecht it before chatzos, that passels the carbon. But if I shecht when I have chametz in my house, that does not passel the carbon. A couple of unclear points in this last paragraph. Who's getting malchus here? Who's getting malchus? It says, if somebody violates v'hi niach midaito, it kind of sounds like the person who has chametz in his house violates. If he has his carbon shechted, that's what you see in the footnote in Os Chatz. He says, I don't know, what are you talking about? If I have chametz in my house and somebody else is shechting, I'm going to get malchus? It's a lav shem b'maisa. How am I going to get malchus for that? The shechter is going to get malchus. I'm not going to get malchus. It's my fault. That's true. But how can I get malchus? Lo duck belishne in the footnote. Shashok edo azorik or makter. Who aloke? He gets malchus. Kishi odeh. Shei shafilu echel b'dechabur. He's going to get. The meniach? No, he didn't do a maisa. And therefore, lechora, he should not get malchus. The minchas chinuch also deals with this in Osi Yudalid. He doesn't know why the chinuch gives that impression that malchus would be given by the meniach. Number one. Number two, if you look in the language of the chinuch, what did he say? If somebody leaves over, kizayis chametz. Why kizayis? I'm not talking about an isra achila here. Kizayis is always the isra of achila. Why does he say you have to leave over a kezias? Right? This is, the Rambam also says this. That's dealt with in the Minchas Chinuch in Oz Gimel. Back to Oz Gimel, the Minchas Chinuch discusses, he calls for the Rambam and the Mechaber, and he says, I don't understand. Why? He says, it must be, look back what I wrote in Mitzvah Ches. Once we know, all Shi'urin are Halacha Moshe Misinai. So, he says, what I wrote there is, that unless you know otherwise, the Shi'ur is going to be a Kezias. Okay, you know for carrying on Shabbos, there's a different shear. And you know for eating on Yom Kippur, is a different shear. But unless you know otherwise for any Avera, L'chor, it's a Kezias, because that's what most of the time it is. So the Pasha says that's what he's here to. It must be a Kezias, because there's no Yisra Chila here. So therefore he says, that's why I think it would be a Kezias. And then he discusses, what about Chatzi Shear? Usually we know there's a principle, discussion in Meseches Yuma, Dafayin Gimel, Dafayin Dalet, Chatzi Shir, Asur Min HaTorah, or not, we pass Asur Min HaTorah. So he discusses in there, in the same paragraph, in Oz Gimel, whether you would say Chatzi Shir here or not. The Shagas Aryeh in Simen Sam Pei Aleph, famous Shagas Aryeh suggests that the Isser of Chatzi Shir, of eating half a Kezayis, being Asur Daraisa, only applies to Isurei Achila. If I eat half a kezias now, that's asa d'araisa. Why? Because the Gemara says, I could eat another half a kezias in a minute from now. And then it will come out that my first half a kezias was a problem, was already included in the asa d'araisa. But the Shagas Aryeh says, for example, by your Rabbi Yimatzai, having chametz in my house, no, it's not asa until I have a whole kezias. Why? Because what? I have chatzi shir now, so when I get the other chatzi shir, the first half isn't asa from T1, from 5 minutes ago, so it's going to be asa from later. The concept of Chatzi Shir, Chazi Litzarufe, able to combine, says the Shagas Aryeh, only makes sense if it's in a case where right now it retroactively could become Aser. But if it's not going to become Aser till later, then you're not going to say the Aser of Chatzi Shir. That's the Chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh. That's what the Minchas Chinuch quotes. Other Achronim point out that it's not so clear because we seem to have Rishonim who mentioned Chatzi Shir by non-Isurei Achila. Just two examples. The first Magen Mishnah in Hilchas Geneva. The Rambam says you can't steal Kolshehu by Geneva. Kolshehu. What do you mean call a half a penny? If I steal a feather from somebody, I violate the Losignov? Says the Magen Mishnah, yes, because the Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah. That's not an Isur Achila. Number one. And number two, the Rashi in Shabbos Ayin Dalet in the Sugya of Borer talks about Borer Chatzi Shir. If I do one of the malachas of Shabbos, also not an Isur Achila. So you got to work out the Shagas Aryeh in Simen Pei Aleph, what he does with those sources. Okay, one or two other points. In Os Hay, the Minchas Chinuch points out that if somebody's mevatel their chametz, this solves the whole problem. Bitul chametz solves the problem, right, because it's not mine anymore. That's Mefurash Mishnah, he says on Daf Memtes. Os Vav, what if a katan in my group has chametz? If a katan has chametz, does that ruin, do I get an Issur D'oraisa if a 6-year-old has chametz? So he said it might depend whether a katan could biblically be considered part of the group. We know there's a chabura on a daraisa level. You have a chabura for Karan Pesach. So there is a machlokes in the Gemara in Psachim and Daf Peches whether the a katan can be included on a daraisa level or not. Okay, so you might be totally on that. Well, there's more to talk about by a katan, but we can't do it right now. Just one other source I wanted to mention, fascinating, in Chashuke Chemed, which is of Zilberstein Sfarim on Shah. So on that Gemara, Daf Samach Gimel in Psachim, it talks about the following case. He says, what happens if a... Let me just find the... here it is. Did I focus at the wrong one? Then I'll say it outside. I'm sorry, they're wrong. Either way, there in Chashuke Chemed, he talks about the case was, somebody came to him and said, there was a case, somebody stole a car. So he stole the car. He smashed the window to break into the window, and he started driving. And he looked behind him while he was driving away to see if there was anybody following him, and he sees there's a baby in the back seat. And the baby's turning blue. The parent had forgotten the baby or whatever in the car, and the baby was suffocating. So he drove quickly to the hospital and saved the baby's life. And they all come to him like, oh, he's a matzil, he's a lifesaver, unbelievable. And then the father's like, thank him, and he sees his window's broken. I have to break my window for? Pay me for the window. I don't know if he found out in the end that it was Shaloba Kavana. But either way, he had bad Kavana. So the question is, what's the halachi in this case? Do you go by Kavana? This guy had Kavana to steal the car. Do you go by Maisa? A Maisa of Hatzala. So do you say that, hey, the guy's a lifesaver? So what do you say? So he quoted here, okay, I put it out of the wrong page. So I got I don't have it here, but if you look at the Chashuke Chemed, but he relates it to our case. What happens if a Kohen is mefagel this carbon? Let's see, a Kohen is shechting the carbon Pesach, and he's befagel. So usually, pigel, the Kohen ruins the carbon, he has to pay for it. He has to pay for what he did. But what if the guy had chametz in his house? So it turns out that making the carbon possel saved the guy from getting malchus. So does the Kohen have to pay in that case? That's his shaila. Do you go by the Maisa? The Maisa is that Lamaisa, he saved the guy. You go by the Kavana. Kavana, that was befagel your carbon. Now he quoted other sources. I don't have it here, but that's what's the interesting case in the Chashukei Chemed, in that Gemara. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue tomorrow with Mitzvah 90.